Search and rescue operations are continuing in the earthquake-ravaged Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, but officials say the window of opportunity to save those who are buried is beginning to close. The United Nations estimates as many as 50% of the buildings in the worst-hit areas are damaged or destroyed, leaving some 300,000 homeless. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says many of the capital area's 3 million people have no food, water, shelter, or electricity. He is appealing for $550 million from the international community to help meet the most immediate needs.
A major humanitarian effort is now well underway. Although it is inevitably slower and more difficult than any of us would wish, we are mobilizing all resources as fast as we possibly can.
U.S. President Barack Obama spoke with Haitian President René Préval in what Mr. Obama described as an emotional phone call to discuss the crisis. Mr. Préval was cut off from his government after Tuesday's quake, which heavily damaged the presidential palace and government ministries. The United States is providing the Haitian president with communications equipment to restore his shattered government and has committed $100 million to the relief effort. U.S. Navy ships and thousands of troops are arriving to assist with the distribution of aid, but Mr. Obama says it will take time to make sure supplies are delivered safely.
There are going to be many difficult days ahead. So many people are in need of assistance. The port continues to be closed and the roads are damaged. Food is scarce and so is water. It will take time to establish distribution points so that we can ensure that resources are delivered safely and effectively and in an orderly fashion.
A spokeswoman for the World Food Program, Amelia Casella, says the organization has begun delivering emergency rations to victims unable to cook and in need of ready-to-eat foods.
What the World Food Program is now looking at is aiming to reach initially about 2 million people who were affected by Tuesday's earthquake with an emergency operation that will start by calling for 14 million humanitarian daily rations, which would be enough to feed 2 million people for about 30 days.
Thousands of bodies are stacked on the streets and sidewalks of Port-au-Prince, and limbs of the dead protrude from the rubble of crushed schools and homes. VOA's Brian Wagner is in Port-au-Prince.
There's a stream of pedestrians through most parts of the city. When people pass these areas with bodies, they just simply cover their faces with their shirts. Some have surgical masks or other things to cover their noses.
Former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who has lived in exile in South Africa after being ousted in a violent rebellion in 2004, says he would like to return home to help reconstruct his country.
To join the people of Haiti, to share in their suffering, help rebuild the country.
U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the Obama administration is discouraging visits to Haiti by prominent political figures, including Mr. Aristide.
The last thing that we need is to have someone land and put an additional burden in an already stressed situation. We've sent that same message to our members of Congress.
In a sign of international cooperation, the White House says it has received rare permission from Havana to use Cuban airspace for aid and evacuation flights. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.